Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a privilege to look back to the services and the blessings God has bestowed upon us on this last weekend, where people gathered from all over Europe and also from other parts of the earth. We believe that the return of Christ is very, very near, and we're watching Bible prophecies and predictions in their fulfillment. As we always say, there are promises for Israel, promises for the church, and then there are predictions of what would take place before Christ returns. For that, you have to turn to Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and also 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3, and other places in the Holy Scriptures. Then you also will have to go to Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, and other places in the Old and New Testament, right to the book of Revelation, showing unto us what would take place just in the last part before the return of Christ would be, and so forth. Beloved brothers and sisters, it's very hard to share with you the details of what now is going on. One would have to come to each country and every city and share all the scriptures dealing with the end time. Now we are in a world crisis. The banks are in a crisis. Governments are in a crisis. And there seems to be no solution. Things are being pushed off and put off. But beloved, there's just no break in this vehicle. Things will just smash and shatter to pieces. But we also understand what the scripture says about the fourth world empire, about who would rule the earth, and we're now experiencing that here in Central Europe. The last empire is coming to world power. I'm a war generation. I look back to World War II. I look back to what happened after the war was over. Germany divided, Europe divided, two superpowers came into existence. And now we look to 1989 and 90, uniting of Germany, uniting of Eastern and Western Europe, the coming up of the old Roman Empire as it was predicted. And beloved, we don't need to go into detail, but we see very, very clearly who is ruling the earth and where the power, the earthly, religious, spiritual, and also financial and economic power is coming together. There are only two hands which will handle all the things in its final stage. Now we even have the announcement that from October the 5th to the 19th, the Bible will be read right in Rome, and 1,300 delegates, high-ranking personalities, will do the marathon reading of the scriptures, as they term it. And then it starts with Benedict XVI. He commences, and the rest will continue. And then we are told the reading from a Bible which contains 73 books. I'm reading from a Bible that contains 66 books. Not, as the announcement says, 73. And here we have to very, very clearly state the apocryphal books are not part of the Bible at all. There you read about prayer for the dead and a number of different things which were added, and it's not part of the Holy Word of God. But people are being deceived, and they are religious. They come together, and the whole frame has a religious touch. Beloved, to be honest, since the days of Reformation, which in 2017 will be 500 years ago, when Martin Luther nailed the thesis on the door of Wittenberg Church, and everybody could read the Bible from then on in the different languages. But friends, it's not enough. The question is, do we understand by divine revelation, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, what the Scripture says? Or do we have all the many, the hundreds of different interpretations of the Scriptures? And there we come to a very, very essential point at this time. What is the original seed of God, the original Word of God, the original teachings of the New Testament Church? How was the original baptism performed in the days of the apostles? What was the original teachings about God in the Old and New Testament? Because there's only one God, not two, not three. And beloved, in our time, God used Brother Branham in a very, very special way, divinely confirmed, and the supernatural has taken place as only recorded from the times of our Lord and his ministry as Son of Man. Beloved, before the return of Christ, there must be a restoration of all things. And the message of the hour does not come from Rome. It isn't organized by men. God appoints his servants himself. All the prophets and all the true men of God had a special call and commission. In our day and time, it was Brother Branham, whom I knew 10 years personally. I'm an eyewitness. I'm an ear witness. I saw Bible days. And beloved, my ministry is directly connected to his ministry, to share the original Word of God, the original teachings of the apostles and prophets, to share the biblical end time message with the ends of the earth, especially to you, beloved brethren. I could read scripture after scripture, and even here in Mark chapter 13, in verse 23, our Lord said, "But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." Our Lord foretold all things that would happen. So we're not in the dark. He foretold everything that would take place before his return. And now he opens our understanding to know these things in their fulfillment. Beloved brothers and sisters, if we can be of any service to you, just contact us. Let us know. The only desire we have is to please God, not to please your ears, to please God. And then, if the word is being preached and we're brought back to God and to the Bible teachings, then we can walk with God as Enoch walked with him, and then we are being prepared for the great day of the return of Christ, which I believe will be in our time. Are you ready? Are we ready to meet him? God bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.